Hi, welcome to Pocket Talks, short documentaries, monologues, and musings. I'm Natalie Kestacher. Every year, producers of the Pocket Docs competition ask our listeners to send us their true stories. Some make us smile and some make us ache for the people who tell those stories. My Irish Mate by Julia Bianco falls into that last category. It's a tale of grief and friendship that helps to answer the question of how we respond to devastating loss.
It was the 25th of January, 2011, a day I will never forget. I was sitting on the platform, in shock. The stranger rushed past me and said he would come back, but I don't remember him nor his words. He only told me weeks later. I finally met the stranger when a former colleague contacted me and asked if I could see him. He wanted to apologise for not coming back to me, she said. He wasn't coping very well. I agreed and thought that I could somehow help. There were many who had been affected by the accident. He was one of the paramedics, she said, the first on the scene. We met at a coffee shop on a bright sunny day. I didn't remember him, nor his words about coming back at the station, but it was obviously very important to him. He felt he had let me down. He was sorry. And then the revelation. The world stopped, jolted, realigned, and started spinning again ever so slowly. This man, this stranger, from one moment to the next, became an integral part of my life, forever linked, forever there for each other. More than 4 years later, we are closer than ever. Our worlds collided and now run parallel, synchronized, never to be strangers again. Mick told me how he wanted to come back to the platform on that fateful day in January. To support me, to be with me. But he had to stay down on the tracks. He was the only person there, and he could not leave my daughter. He had to protect her, to hold her hand, to talk to her. Even though her spirit had left this world. He had to stay, he told me, and that's why he didn't come back up to me. He was sorry. We both cried. Tears rolled down our faces as we clutched each other's hands across the table. We were in our own world, oblivious to the bizarre scene that was playing out to others around us in the cafe. This stranger, this new brother, uncle, father, friend, was the last person to be with Yasmina, my 9.5-year-old daughter, my only child. He would now be in my life forever. I pulled out photos of her, a living, breathing, young person, a person he would never know but would forever love, a person who would bring his long career as a paramedic to a crashing halt, a person who would trigger his long battle with post-traumatic stress. We met often after that first day. We talked and talked, mostly about Yasmina, even though he hardly knew her. It helped me, it helped him. He visited her grave and put a shamrock on the plaque. He met her dad, my husband. And slowly, together, we began to talk of other parts of our lives. His Irish past, my travels, the problems of the world. And soon we began to laugh together, to share silly jokes, to see the lighter side of life, to begin to experience the joy in this world. The darkness is still there. The stranger and I know it. The post-traumatic stress hits both of us in waves. The depression, the anxiety, the blues. But we pick up the phone, meet for a coffee, talk, and help each other, navigating our way through that black hole in our lives. My daughter, the person he never really knew. The stranger, Mick, my Irish mate with the leprechaun in his pocket.
My Irish Mate was written and read by Julia Bianco, and it was produced by Lee Redfern and Dominica Roebuck. The sound engineer was Martin Peralta. And you'll find a link to the written version on our website.